With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Following his State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers met with Rhinelander community leaders to talk about their priorities. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 the year of the kid in his State of the State address. That message resonated with a lot of Rhinelander community leaders, whether or not they provide services directly for children.
We know that when adults have the ability to keep kids healthy and safe, our community is so much better for it.
Courtney Smith is the executive director of the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry. She, along with heads of Nicolay College, NATH, the Rhinelander District Library, and the Rhinelander Fire Department, sat down in a roundtable with Governor Tony Evers at More Coffee in Rhinelander Thursday. The food pantry typically serves about 800 households in the area. They've recently hit a record of more than 1,000. Most of that increase is seen in families with young children.
Now what we're seeing really are households that are employed, that are working, that aren't able to meet their most basic needs.
In his address, Evers said he wanted to lower out-of-pocket costs for Wisconsinites to make living more affordable. This ranges from childcare to prescriptions to affordable housing.
Obviously, politics play a role in that, so we're hopeful that the legislature will be helpful and we can get something done for the people of Wisconsin and the people in Rhinelander.
Many of the organizations at the roundtable stressed how much they depend on the generosity of their communities to keep their organizations operational. Smith says 80% of the food pantry's funding is from donations.
Then we go to our local businesses and ask for donations or sponsorships. We're in our second really tough winter and losing a lot of that tourism dollars that come into our community. So I'm an anti-poverty organization. The last thing I want to do is go walk into a business that I know is working hard to stay afloat and ask them to give me something.
Funding for mental health, emergency services, schools, housing, and childcare were also topics discussed during the near hour-long roundtable. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Rhinelander Fire Department announced its new assistant fire chief Thursday. Lieutenant Adam Johnson will be promoted to the position. Johnson was born and raised in Rhinelander. He's worked for the department for a little over 15 years. In announcing the hire, the fire chief said Johnson has been a consummate professional throughout this whole process and shown the ability to adapt and overcome many challenges. Johnson will start in the position Monday. The position opened after the death of former Assistant Fire Chief Dan Bauer. American Airlines is once again adding a third flight between Central Wisconsin Airport and Chicago's O'Hare. Mike Leishner reports even more upgrades to service are planned at Central Wisconsin Airport, also known as Seaway.
The third flight, which comes and goes with the busy travel season, will return in April. But that's not the biggest story to come out of Seaway on Thursday. American has also announced plans to fly bigger planes to and from Mosinee, going from 50 seats to 65 on each flight. They'll also be able to offer first-class seats for the first time as well, meaning travelers will have more options and more comfort for the duration of their trip. The bigger planes start flying in June. Airport officials say it's a sign that American has confidence in Seaway as a top-tier travel facility. Director Brian Greefy has previously said he's also lobbying American for a nonstop flight to their hub in Dallas, Texas, as well.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants people to watch out for dangerous conditions when riding recreational vehicles like ATVs or snowmobiles. That's especially true on frozen water bodies. There have already been two fatal UTV crashes and one fatal snowmobile crash in Wisconsin this year. Two of the accidents happened on the ice. They warned every water body has its own characteristics. Check if the lake has inlets, outlets, or narrows, is spring-fed, or has currents, which can thin the ice, and watch out for pressure ridges or ice buckling. As Congress considers nationwide cuts to the Medicaid program, a new report shows one in three children living in rural areas of Wisconsin are insured by Medicaid. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The nationwide study from Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families used census data to compare how many people living in rural areas are insured by Medicaid. William Park Sutherland with Kids Forward explains northern Wisconsin counties above Highway 29 have higher than average rates of children enrolled.
You know, I think we really are leveraging our future by targeting a program that not only, but one of its most important roles is protecting the health of kids.
He adds potential cuts will make it harder for healthcare providers, hospitals, and health systems to continue to provide care, especially in rural communities where significantly higher barriers to care already exist. About 1.5 million Wisconsinites are insured through BadgerCare, the state Medicaid program. It makes up about 26% of the state budget, providing health care coverage for low-income residents from birth to age 64.
There's just no way to cut out this much of the program, right? $2 trillion, and not hurt children, not hurt seniors, and not hurt people with disabilities who depend on Medicaid along with parents and caregivers.
He says cuts would also risk increasing the number of uninsured people, up the amount of medical debt and financial insecurity in the state, and potentially deter people from seeking care. Wisconsin is one of 10 states that has not expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. A Wisconsin Policy Forum study shows the state could save $1.7 billion over the next 2 years if it did. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.